Okay. Last item, the titillating, exciting.
Item 30, reports by board members.
Yes.
Yeah, I do have a quick one, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry to say, at this time of night.
Go ahead.
But at the as the representative of Cal EPA on the Marine Sanctuary Board, there was an item that came up from the audience, and it was dealing with the San Luis Drainage EIS comments. And I was not aware of it, and some of the board members and the staff put a letter together to send off, make comments on that particular thing. All of the state agency abstained from voting on this because we had no direction from our independent agencies except for the Coastal Commission. And what this amounts to, and probably Roger could give us more information, but it's a 42-inch pipe that's going to be installed from the San Joaquin Valley at the end of the San Luis area and agriculture, and bring all the agriculture drainage water over and dump it basically around Morro Bay.
Cayucas.
Well, Cayucas. It's actually, in this it says Point Estero. Is that proper? Which is, and the Marine Sanctuary was concerned because it's 10 miles south of our southern borders of the sanctuary, and what the eco effect would happen with this untreated agriculture water being brought over.
Is this happening?
It's in the EIS comment stage, and Roger, are you familiar with this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's and you said that they will be putting in a 42-inch pipe and dumping, and I doubt very much that will ever happen. No guarantee of that, but that's one of the alternatives, and this is basically the Kesterson problem with selenium buildup in the Central Valley and what to do with that problem of salt buildup over there. It's basically the same thing that came up 15 years ago, I think, or so, in terms of coming up with alternatives. One was to go to the South Bay with the discharge. One was to go to Monterey Bay. One was to go back down to Estero Bay. And I believe we did submit a comment letter. Harvey, can you attest to that?
Well, anyway, we
just
have
yes or no, but
copy of the letter that was sent by the sanctuary. But
we did send a letter.
Okay,
yeah. That's about all I know.
And Roger, I think everybody thought this particular project was dead, at least with the comments that I heard about it. But evidently, there's some federal legislation pushing this to make it happen, and so this has been resurrected again, and that's why the EIS is being circulated.
Oh, yes. It's definitely in the environmental review stage. I just, not a betting guy, but I would bet that it's not going to be going through to Estero Bay.
Right.
But nevertheless, we did comment on it. And there were a lot of comments from many local agencies as well during the comment period. And I haven't seen any positive comments on it. So there's plenty of criticism of it. There's a lot of criticism of the environmental analysis itself, and that it's a pretty mammoth project. You mentioned 42-inch pipeline, and the my understanding of the environmental description of the pipeline itself coming over to the coast is
pumping stations.
It's very minimal. So there's been a lot of criticism of the scope of the EIS as being inadequate, and they would, if they did discharge, of course, they have to meet the ocean plan limits. There's some question as to how that would be determined in terms of what their proposed project would be. But I think there's going to be a lot of political pressure against them pursuing that past this stage. Like I say, they floated that 10, 15, probably 15 years ago, and it was shot down. Went down in flames, and I would think the same thing would happen now.
Hopefully.
Is it Bureau of Reclamation or Marine?
I think it's Bureau
Mineral Management Services.
Yeah, BLM.
BLM?
Yeah. It's U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, Mid-Pacific Region.
I would think the ultimate solution is that a lot of that land that's causing the salt buildup is going to be taken out of production because you've got marginal crops. The crops are subsidized. The water that waters the crops is subsidized. It's kind of a Disneyland kind of agriculture. And it's creating this huge problem that would take big bucks to even bring that over here. And I don't know, it seems like a house of cards in terms of the whole thing being viable.
Treat it there and reuse the water instead of...
Yeah, they still have to do something with the salt blowdown.
Yeah, well, they'd have to they'd have to package the salt someplace.
That it for board member?
I have one really short comment.
It's not really a report, but I have noticed that in the video recording, and this is no reflection on AGP because they are using ambient lighting, but every area of this room seems to be well lit, and we have nice faces being recorded, except for the podium. And I noticed that no matter where it is, for some reason, speakers look like they're part of the witness protection program, you know, like
they
don't want to be identified. And I'm wondering if there's a solution that we can see applied to this room so that our speakers can be...
Just like it will be. Come in if you want to redecorate.
Actually, just we'll ignore that comment. That wasn't really Don's last remark as a board member. Actually, Harvey just mentioned yesterday that it would be a good idea to the lectern's going to go back over there. By the way, we were trying to solve the sound problem with feedback, and Harvey mentioned yesterday actually installing a light up there to illuminate the speaker because of that problem. Yeah.
I did notice that problem.
Yeah, I was looking
at the
video tonight or today.
Yeah.
Every speaker that we had up there was...
Yeah. And this is true no matter
pixelated.
Where I don't know why. But, you know, especially when we have specialists and agency representatives and folks who travel across the state and they stand on the podium and they're completely blacked out.
So. Well, they don't know it at the time.
No, they probably hear about it later.
Okay.
Anyway.
I've made a note.